Log Talk Radio.
Okay, you know, when you were playing this before the show, this is not what I was envisioning.
Well, I'm sorry.
The hell went wrong with this song?
That's what went wrong.
It sounded like some water dropping.
It was, it had a little bit of,
I'm going to need to that.
That?
I don't know what happened. Sorry.
What the Excuse hell me. Was that?
It's supposed to be, I don't know, it's supposed to be Smithereens is the name of the song. It's supposed to be a good song. I don't know.
It's not.
If I pick up later, who knows?
It's really not a good song.
Well, I'm
it's
sorry,
really
I was
not.
Pressured. I wasn't thinking about the show music, and I was pressured last minute, and that's what came out. Sorry.
Wow.
Anyway, all right, after that, classically bad intro. Welcome to Gamer Girls Radio. It is December 30th, 2010. Yes, tomorrow is New Year's Eve. Happy New Year's to everyone. Early New Year's. Yes, yes, yes. Anyway.
Yay! I'm sorry, that was all loud. Go ahead.
Yeah, it was. I would like to warn everyone beforehand that my computer is jacked right now, so I'm on my iPhone again, so no doubt it's going to get hot before the end of the show, and I'm going to be whining about it. So, moving on from that, and I also can't see the chat room, so if anything fun's going on, I'm missing it. I'm so sad.
We'll relay for you.
Okay. I'm Snow White. I'm the whiny one. And then my friend Corey / Gaminatrix is over there, too. Hello, Missy.
Hola. Hola, mami.
Hola, mamacita. Okay. And we also have our token male, Master Blaster, up in the hizzle. Hello, honey.
Hello. How are you doing?
Why? Do you?
I don't know what that was.
Well, I was going to go with this.
You know it, baby.
But decided to stick with that instead. A little more of a humbler intro.
You know I just like him.
I do. I like when his voice gets all deep. That's hot. I like that.
Yes. Well, I'll try to do that the rest of the show for you.
Yay! No, stop it. I'm gonna have to go touch myself. I'm gonna touch myself.
Hands above the desk.
They'll be above the desk.
Okay. Well, let me go ahead and give out the number before I totally forget. Oh, and by the way, we are the longest running gaming podcast on iTunes. That's right, boys and girls. We rock. Anyway, hold on, I think I have to burp. No, I don't. Okay, our phone number is, I don't know what that was, 347-215-7977, and I totally remember that off the top of my head. I'm so proud. Or you can go to our episode page and click on that blue Skype button, and it should be able to connect you. I cannot boot you today, but I'm sure Corey will if you are not on topic.
They're not even getting a call. Okay.
So what have we got to talk about today?
Frontlines. We're going to do a Frontlines because I mentioned this morning, if you were listening to our daily news podcast, which you should be because we're like the only gaming news in the morning, only, period. I mentioned I was going to tell you guys about this new game that we're playing on Facebook, Wedding Street, which is like the most awesome game ever by a new company whose name I meant to grab before the show. And when I say great game, I'm not talking about Cafe World Grade. I'm not talking about Mobsters Grade. I'm talking about like SimCity Great, fantastic game. What prompted me to make this a part of a Frontlines topic is I started playing probably Wednesday, and the game is in beta. Y'all know where I'm going with this. Y'all should know. But in beta, of course, that means games don't work properly.
Right.
Because this game is called Wedding Street, it is primarily being played by us girls. And I normally, again, would not be playing it if it were not so epic, and it really is epic. So while it's misfiring, malfunctioning, I decide to go over and do my duty as a person playing a game in beta and report it to the developers, the error that I'm seeing and what's happening, when I notice a bunch of threads from stupid little non-gamer chicks that are threatening to quit playing a free game, by the way. Free. If they don't fix it.
Hey, I have no problem with that. I mean, they better fix this game, or I mean, that's how I feel. Game better be right.
Oh my God! It's beta, people. It's beta.
And it's free.
It's not meant to be perfect, and it's free to top it off. Come on, y'all.
Well, this worries me because Facebook gaming is, you know, growing in epic proportions. So many people are playing. A lot of them are not gamers. And clearly, when I was arguing back and forth with these idiots, and I hope you're listening, I am calling you an idiot, talking about beta testing, and one of them told me, my daughter's a developer and beta tester. I know what beta is, and, you know, it's just that the game is not working, and it needs to be working. Well, if your daughter was a developer, she would have told you, games don't work right in beta. Another person decided to chime in and say, well, this is not our job to report this. Usually beta testers get paid. Really? So all these people that were beta testing Cataclysm got paid. Really? Let me just...
No. They're confused.
Go ahead.
Beta testers used to get paid. Okay, it used to be an actual job. And then game companies realized they could get just normal gamers to do it for free.
Mm-hmm.
So now you're not getting paid. And yes, if you are in a beta test, it is your job to report bugs. They cannot fix something that they don't know is wrong.
Amen. And I, like I told Lovely, my daughter is a developer, if you don't like it, don't play. You're not even paying for this. You have nothing vested in this other than you happen to find it on Facebook. Don't play the damn game. Stupid, non-geeky bitch. Don't play it. I'm sorry. I can't.
Calm down. Breathe. In and out.
Breath.
It's all the same thing.
And we have someone in the chat room. My name is Mac. You're saying, perfect. If you don't fix this game that you're giving me for free, I'm going to quit playing it.
I'm going to quit
Mac's
this bitch.
In the chat room. Hi, Mac. I know him. Hi,
Mac. She knows you. And
hi,
so,
Snugglebutt. He's my Snugglebutt. Okay.
Wait now.
It got even worse.
It got even worse, this argument I'm having, and you can probably find it on Facebook. One of them says, well, all games on Facebook are beta, and they'll always be beta. And I said, we're not talking about legal classification. We're talking about what it says next to the little name. If you will reload your page, you know, that little circle button at the top, since you appear to be mentally inept, if you hit that, it'll refresh your page. And next to the name Wedding Street, it says beta. Beta is a stage of development, which means it is buggy. It does not work properly. I keep reiterating this because I did direct some of these ladies to come over and listen to the podcast. You all are why guys think that we don't game, that we don't know anything, that we're stupid, because some of you are. And it is ridiculous in this day and age to be this idiotic about what a beta test is. Really. You're playing games.
I love it when you're like this. It's hot. It's very hot. I like it.
I'm livid. So, my fellow girl gamers that are listening, please start to educate your non-gamer girlfriends. At least they should know what beta testing is. And most certainly you should not be so idiotic as to demand that somebody fix something that they're giving you for free. That's like somebody handing you a Porsche and say, here, it's yours. And you say, oh, but there's a smudge on the window. You need to clean that before you give it to me. No, get that bitch and drive away. What is... You can clean the window yourself later. What is wrong with you people?
I think that's another catchphrase for us. Get in that bitch and drive away.
Along with you sitting in a pie, bitch.
I still like hold my earrings. I still like that. Hold my earrings, girl.
Okay, you have a fan club in the chat room, by the way, Snow. Unfortunately, you cannot see it.
Ooh, is it Mac? He's my buddy.
Somebody is asking if they sleep with you. That would be me. We already know he's talking about something to do with sleeping with somebody. He's got problems. So somebody's allowing somebody.
Well, to be fair, there wasn't much sleeping going on.
Oh.
Okay, now I have to try to get a hold on. Let me see if I can access it.
A bunch of people going, you sit in the pie, bitch. I love it. Okay, so anyway, you people that know somebody on Facebook, please try to educate your fellow non-gamers. We don't really want these people in our community that are being stupid, honestly. They're going to screw up some stuff. Not just that, but this particular people that are making this game are brand new developers. How I know this is they don't even have – they have a website and it's just one page. Really, they are brand new. And they have put together something really great. And I would like, for one, to see them stay around or make a standalone game out of this game. I would buy it. I've already told them this on their boards. I would buy it. This is how good it is. I pay money to pay this and it not be on Facebook. And I can't say that of any other Facebook game, period. Even the ones I really like and play a lot, I wouldn't buy them. But this one, I would. And I don't want them run away or run off or losing out because there's some people who are just not, they're just not technically savvy. They have no idea what's going on. It's, you know, just give me stuff for free. You're supposed to. They're not even paying for Facebook. So I don't know. I don't know where this demand came from. I don't understand it. Is it an American thing? Are we just that?
Yes. Yes.
Cocky?
We feel entitled.
Well, people feel their time is worth something. I mean, even if their time is probably worth nothing, it's just they feel it's worth something. So, I mean, is that concept? Right. So I'm saying that, so if you want to spend your time on something, you want it to be good, right? I mean, that's...
Then don't play.
Well, I'm just saying I could see that. I mean, just see people feeling entitled, even if there is really no reason for them to feel entitled. That's all I'm saying. I don't agree with the lady's statement. I don't agree that if it's in beta, I don't agree that she should be complaining about it, especially if she's paid absolutely nothing for it. But, you know, I'm just saying I can see where people can feel entitled.
I don't
think it's an American thing. I just think it's a general – I think it's just a people feel like their time is worth something. And
no,
they,
okay. Let me jump in on this real quick, okay? It's not a matter of thinking that your time is worth something because you are choosing – to play the game and spend your time on that game. So if you don't like it, fucking choose to do something else. There is no amount of bitching that will justify you sitting there saying, well, if you don't fix this game, I'm going to go play something else. If you don't like the fucking game and you don't want to report the bugs, please go play something else and stop bitching about it because all you're doing is clogging up the airwaves of the internet with your bullshit.
Well, Mac is saying it's not exclusive to females. Plenty of guys do it. I know that, but we're a female centric podcast, and I personally deal with a lot of women. It just irks me that they're just not computer savvy. They don't know if you put them in front of a computer, they know how to get to Facebook, but they don't understand anything else. They don't know what a flash drive is. They don't know what. And these are things that are now commonplace in our society. Flash drives are commonplace. Facebook is commonplace, Twitter's commonplace, and they just don't know anything about it. And I really don't want those people in the mix. I've said this before. They're going to start asking people to have licenses to get on the internet, and I think it should be so. If you don't know how to turn on the computer or you don't know what certain things are, you should not be allowed on the internet. Y'all disagree with me?
No, I just, you know, stop beating around the bush, say how you really feel. You guys are just too nice to these people. Seriously.
All I was trying to say was
people, this is where people get their entitlement from. I'm just trying to say it's not just an American thing. It's everybody feels like their time is worth something, whether they're American or not, right? I'm just saying don't say it's an American thing. It's just a people thing.
No, I agree, and people do feel like their time is worth something, and honestly, yes, their time is worth something. But if you are consciously making a decision to spend your time playing a game that only makes you bitch on forums, then you are in the wrong. Then you might as well just go pick something else to play because it was your conscious decision, your choice, to spend your valuable time playing a game in beta that has bugs and you don't want to report them. But yet you say, I'm going to stop playing if you don't fix this free game. It's just retarded.
Oh, I'm not disagreeing. I'm just saying it's – I just felt like you guys were saying it's an American thing. I think it's just a people thing in general.
I tend to think it's more Americans because I hear more Americans saying it. I mean, when we were talking about the news this morning, we were talking about the fact that there's countries over in Asia that don't even have access to play online games. So I'm pretty sure it's not them that's complaining about a free game. So, yeah, I do think it's more of an American thing. We do feel like we're more entitled to things.
I think you feel like you're more entitled. I don't think I do.
Well, it's also the upcoming generation too. Like the, I don't know what it is. But it's been my I feel like an old fart when I say this, but I'm really not that old. But I guess working with kids has let me see this. Like the each generation feels more like their time is more valuable than the previous one, or maybe they're just used to like instant gratification and everything has to be perfect or whatever. But they do have this just holier than thou sense of entitlement. That my time is worth so much more than this, and if it's not perfect, then I don't want it kind of thing. And that just irks my nerves. It really, really bugs the shit out of me.
Same thing with, I talk a lot about web etiquette. And I'm not saying I'm not guilty of doing it. Sometimes you're talking to people, get up and walk away from the computer without saying goodbye or I'll be back, or you just get up and go, stop in the, talking in the middle of the conversation.
Girl, you've done that to me.
I do, I'm guilty of it, and I picked up this bad habit from being around other people that do it. So when I notice, I start trying to make sure I say, okay, I'm leaving, okay, I'm going, okay, good night, okay, goodbye. But it is improper etiquette. A lot of them don't know, and some do know, and they just think, well, why should I say goodbye, or why should I do this, why should I be nice, or, you know, and I think this is sadly a sign of the times, is that we have so many people. We have all these gadgets that are supposed to make our lives easier, and it does in a way, but they also start acting more stupid for some odd reason. Also,
if you say goodbye to somebody and then they say something funny and then goodbye, then you kind of feel like you should say something back again, and then you say goodbye, and then they say something and then they say goodbye, and it's like this big long circle, and eventually one of you has to be like, all right, bitches, I'm really out. All right, that's just my experience.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm getting asked something in private. Well, this is a growing problem. I'm not sure how we fix. Not that it's our job to fix it, by the way. We just like to bitch about it. But it's sad that even when people are getting stuff for free, they don't know how to be grateful. And I keep bringing it back to that because that's the one thing I read that just made my mouth drop open, is that we have people that this is something, you know, developer put out. It's a great, really great game. And they're not even getting, they weren't getting any type of, you know, thank you or you're doing a great job or what can we do to help? We just live in a society of people who think it's free, give it to me. I want my free apps on my cell phone. And if you don't give me free apps, then I'm taking my business elsewhere. You know, really? Then go. That's exactly why we have terrible customer service. Some of the customers are terrible. Some of you are making these people be terrible. Am I wrong? You guys
know. Speaking from someone who did customer service for like 8 years, no, you're exactly right. And I can be like the sweetest. I can smile in the face of somebody who's cursing me out. I mean, really, I can. But it really is the customers that come in and are just like horrible, nasty, like despicable people that turn customer service people into bitches. Really. It really is.
It does. And this is part of the cell phone, Twitter, Facebook generation, some of you out there. I don't think you were... Okay, put it this way. I expect this from the next generation of kids because they will be so far removed from, you know, proper etiquette and these types of things. But some of you grew up in a house with parents who I'm pretty sure taught you this is not the way you act towards people. And a lot of them hide behind the internet. And I think as we get more, the technology gets a little better, people are better able to pinpoint where you are. I think a lot of you are going to stop being asses. Really, you're going to have to, because somebody's going to show up on your doorstep and punch you in your mouth because they're going to know exactly.
Or worse.
Yeah. Or worse. The wrong crazy person show up at your house and do something horrible to you. And actually, people can find out where you are. Some of you are actually stupid. You say stupid things on Twitter and Facebook, and then you check in with Foursquare that tells somebody exactly where you are. This is interesting. Some of you are not very smart. You guys
are going to take one or two people, come into one or two different people's doors, and like you said, punching them in the mouth, and that's going to change.
I think I just gave somebody
yeah,
a tip to go. I'm sorry for whoever gets punched in the mouth, but maybe you earned it.
No, you're not. You are so not. You are so not sorry.
that bitch deserved it.
Now, Mac is saying he has an Android phone and he hardly uses the apps at all. Is that sad? No, it's not, because technically, let me go back to my tech etiquette again. Your cell phone was made so that people can find you, obviously. Texting, I think, was probably invented so that you could talk to people without having to be on the phone if you're in a situation where you can't talk. You're in a meeting, you're at church, and maybe you need to tell somebody I'm late. You know, place where you're supposed to be quiet. You can't really talk. But some of you go absolutely crazy with the texting. And Snow knows I hate this. I do not want to have a conversation with you via the damn phone. You could have called me and said everything you had to say, and we would have been done within 10 minutes. When you do it over the cell phone, this conversation stretches out for hours because maybe you didn't look down right when I responded to you, and I need an answer. Then I still got to keep looking at my cell phone to see if you answer. It's ridiculous. Stop it.
There are some times when texting is good, though, I got to say.
Yes, oh, no doubt. But I'm saying it's become such an epidemic, people don't understand that there's a time and place for texting. It is not texting the person that's sitting next to you, unless, again, you're in a loud concert, I can't hear you. That would be the only time I'd do something like that. We're at a concert, I am trying to talk to you, I can't hear you. Then I may text you while you're standing next to me. But don't do that when we're car, and I have been in the car with people that are trying to text me, and they're driving. It's just the...
Wait, whoa.
I'm not naming any names.
Is it Simone? Am I going to have to come over there?
No. I will take her phone from her. So it's just, it's idiotic, some of the things that people do. And all of this lovely technology is supposed to make us smarter, but some of you are more stupid than you've been in any generation. Speaking of my lovely cousin, she is actually texting me from down the hall and joking. That's the truth. Oh God, you are so fired.
When I come down, fired.
You're so fire. You're so fire. So now, actually, I had something else to talk about. We had a bunch of stupid things go on this week, news wise. One that is okay, this one's horrible. Again, this was a news story that, you know, we try not to get too deep in elaborating on the news in the morning, but did you guys hear that a little boy passed away and his parents decided to bury him with his consoles, and his uncle decided that he wanted to take one of those consoles out of the casket?
Oh my God.
I did not hear this. Grave robbery, you say?
It wasn't even a grave yet. He just...
Oh, so this is funeral home robbery.
At the wake, as in people were there.
Are you serious?
Yes. And there is a rant from Ginger up on the site, by the way, about this. This really pissed her off.
I did not know this.
This is amazing. This is, again, has to do with the times that we live in. We think we are entitled to everything. There is no respect for anything. And it bothers me, to say the least.
That would bother me. I mean, how did he get away with that?
Apparently he didn't, because it made national news.
Yeah, obviously.
Did he get a beat down at the wake?
I don't know. We didn't.
Did he steal it, or did he just...
He took a Game Boy or something. I don't know.
But did he just steal it, or did he be like, I'm taking this? Like, how did it go down exactly? Details.
I wasn't there, so I can't give you any details.
Oh, there wasn't any details in the story.
There was details in the story, but wasn't my story to cover. That was a Ginger that covered it yesterday. But I don't know all the details. She kind of briefly went over them.
Okay, well, what I'm saying is, if he walked up and was just like, I'm going to take this, that's different than being like, you know, swipe and then walking away with it.
Okay, even if he swiped and then walked away, obviously he didn't, because it's national news. So he didn't swipe and walk away. He got caught. She's saying it was a Game Boy Light.
Even if he came up and was like, I'm going to take this, that's pretty fucking shady. You're stealing from your dead nephew.
Mm-hmm. And it's at a funeral. It's called having respect. And some people nowadays, a lot of people nowadays don't have respect. They don't understand what it is. I don't know how we got to this point as a nation, and I do It has a lot to do with cell phones, in my opinion. And don't get me wrong, I love my cell phone. I am the first one texting. I am the first one on Facebook. But I also feel like there's a time and place for it. And some of you don't get the gist of respect or just talking to people.
Well, it also has to do with the lack of teaching manners. Like I always say that if I ever have children, they are going to have manners. There will be yes, ma'am, no, ma'am, yes, sir, no, sir, please, thank you, you're welcome. All that shit will be taught.
I'm going to break your damn neck for speaking back.
Exactly. Regardless of how foul my mouth is and how perverted I am, I have some fucking manners. When it counts, I have manners.
Wow.
You know what I'm saying?
Wow.
Like, I have manners.
I like the way you said that, too. That's nice.
It was me making a point. Regardless of how foul my mouth is or regardless of how perverted I am, if you see me in a setting that requires manners, I have manners. I can be a perfect lady when I want to be. I don't want to be all the time because that's boring as shit. But I can be if it's needed. And that's a skill that everyone needs to have, and it's not taught lately. It's not taught nowadays. And it's very sad that that's not taught.
I think a lot of them are taught. I think that, unfortunately, they just forget it.
Forget it. It's not enforced. Like, if you teach something, you have to enforce it. Like, it doesn't have to be enforced with me now, and it didn't have to be enforced with me in junior high and high school, because when I was younger, my parents instilled it in me. My father was military, so, of course, all the manners were instilled in me. If I forgot to say it, I got my butt beat. Oh, you know, I'm only going to forget to say it once or twice, and then I'm good.
I can't say that's true of everybody. I know a couple of people, again, I'm not naming names, that had the same upbringing we did, but they're just horrible manners. And
you try to swipe it is what happened.
Yeah, the horrible manners usually comes from, I'm an adult and I just feel like I want to do this and I'm entitled to do this. Now, where the entitlement thing comes from, I don't know. I don't know if it's too much reality show, you know, with Paris Hilton or whoever else. I don't know where this came from in our generation.
Classic example of money not buying class, Paris Hilton.
Well, just to
give a little context to the story. Apparently, the uncle was an alcoholic and just messed up. It was not an uncle. It was a friend of the family's. The uncle is the one that caught him.
Okay, so we've been unjustly accusing uncles. So uncle, well, sorry, but...
Uncle, yeah, but it was a friend of the family that swiped the Game Boy, and then the uncle saw him driving away with it and confronted him about it and got it back. But apparently, the guy is into alcohol and just messed up.
Well, see, and we're talking about manners and stuff in the chat room and how they've been transposed. I'm gonna jump on the other side and say it's a possibility that all this technology is the problem. Has to do with a lot of parents who, yes, they have good manners. They've taught their kids manners. But the whole technology thing just kind of eludes them, and they think, well, they have access to the Internet. Surely they're at etiquette sites. Surely they know not to text. Surely they know not to leave someone in the middle of a conversation. You know, common sense is not very common. You do need to tell your kids this. There's things that you don't do. Or what was it my lovely cousin was saying before the show? You don't stupidly post up things about your job on Facebook. And your boss is one of your friends on Facebook. This type of stuff just, I look at people and go, really, you're that stupid? Your boss is on your friends list. You say, I hate my boss. Beep, beep, beep that. Beep, beep, beep so-and-so. And then what? You think he's not going to say anything? You think he's not going to notice? You think you're going to keep your job? You think you're supposed to keep your job after that?
Well, I tell my coworkers that all the time. They're a bunch of jerks, and I hate working for them and with them.
Yes, so. But you say it to your boss's face. Oh,
and it is jokingly.
We have a caller... from Syndicated News, I'm going to bring you in. Now, you know, I don't know if you know our rules, but you start saying stuff like what size of your boobs, you're going. So, Syndicated News, you had a comment?
Yes, I'm a lady. I would never ask you about the size of anything.
Fantastic. Now we love you
isn't
even
it,
more.
Too bad.
Isn't it terrible that they see the name, it's a professional name, Syndicated News, and they immediately assume it's a guy?
I did. I am guilty. I'm going to spank myself on the hand. Bad, 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 Corey.
Let me explain real quick. The reason Corey said that is 9 times out of 10, and it's just sad to say, like, well, not 9 times. I'd say 7 times out of 10, the callers we do get are male,
and it's normally the males that are like, hey, what size are your boobs? Or what color is your vibrator? I remember that one. That one was fun. So in Corey's defense, we were just trying to, you know, head off any possible drama or kicking off the show. So,
aren't you glad you have a 5-second delay?
Fantastical, fantastical that we do. We love that 5-second delay.
Do you use it? I use it all the time. I use it all the time.
Not really. We like the controversy a little bit. Keeps the guys in line.
I don't accept the controversy, and I'll explain why. Your show is very bright, and the conversation, the repartee, it goes back and forth. It's got a beautiful flow.
Thank you.
This is what I would call a universal show. By the way, I don't hide behind pillars, and I don't hide behind screens. My name is Ruthie DiTucci. I'm Googleable. I'm a real person. I'm not invisible. And I'm just like you, I'm a hostess on a blog talk radio show called Syndicated News. And my interest is China. And when I try to sell, I don't know, a pencil in the United States, maybe I'll sell it to 3 people. When I try to sell that same pencil in China, I'll sell it 1,000 times.
Now, why would you say that is?
It's so important because you are so bright. The show is so lively. It's so good. It's got such flavor. This is the kind of show that can go international. And since we're on internet, it's very easy to go international, except that once you hit the border of China, that's where you stop. You're not allowed to be heard inside China. But in China is where 60% of the planet's humans live. So, like I said, you can sell a pencil in the U.S., maybe 2, maybe 3, or with the same effort and the same investment, when you go and sell those pencils in China, you can sell 1,000 in the time that you would have spent selling 2 or 3 in the United States. When you're speaking in this wonderful, lively show that you have, because it's adorable, I've been sitting here. You saw me. I'm sitting here listening. Every time you guys, you have such clever, clever rapport and clever remarks going back and forth. The minute you say the S word, the F word, anything like that, the B word, you're completely blocked off 1,001 servers. We thought we were so hot because we got the only interview on the Blog Talk with Nikki Benz. She's the Playmate pet of 2011. And we thought, oh, that's great, we got her. And we got a National Geographic guy to interview her. We got the works. It was the cleanest show they ever had. In fact, they started using it because it was so clean. But, you know, her name, however you spell it, B-E-N-D-Z, B-E-N-N-D-Z, B-E-N-D-S, B-E-N-D-S, it's already up on the servers. And the minute you come across with her name, any way you spell it, you're blocked. And I noticed that all of a sudden, a lot of my traffic on different pages where I had her name died. It died within an hour. I actually had to take out the interview and remove her completely from my site. Isn't that sad?
Very.
Double entendres.
Hey,
yes,
Ruth,
yes.
You said you had a comment about netiquette or you had tips. That's what you were telling me in
the chat. The swearing, every time you release a B word, an S word, an F word, you limit all the places you can be heard. Because
well, thanks,
Snow.
You just limited us.
When you look at a school, when you look at a
school, I really don't care.
Yes, you do. You want to be heard all over the world.
Hey, you two, break it up. We're going to get back on topic here, Ruthie, and you owe us $50 for the shameless plug. And there we go. So back to what I was saying.
And Snow, you owe a fortune to the swear jar.
Fuck that. That's what I have to say.
Okay, so now, what was I talking about? I have completely forgot. Okay, there's another story that I wanted to touch on this week. We were talking about this morning. They had a guy that was playing Frogger, literally, hopping across the freeway.
Yeah, I heard about that.
This is another example of some of you are not all there. Now, again, this is one where I'm not completely completely understanding this story at all. I don't understand his reasoning for doing it. They didn't release his name, so it's not like he got famous from doing something so stupid. But these are the people that we live with. Now, do you guys think that that people have always been this stupid, and just now that we have so much news and so many ways to tape and monitor people, that we're seeing this stupidity more?
I agree 100% with that. I think that there's nothing new under the sun. You've heard that saying, right?
True.
I think that's true. I mean, I was telling you this before the show. I don't think Snow was on when I was talking about this, but I was playing Red Faction Guerrilla. And if you know, Red Faction Guerrilla got kind of some mixed reviews, right? And I thought it was a pretty decent game. But one thing I did notice is it played a lot like Grand Theft Auto. Oh, actually, it played a lot like Mercenaries, which plays a lot like Grand Theft Auto. And so even in the game world, you're seeing, like, the same thing. You're seeing, like, the same themes repeated over and over and over again. So I think people have always been this stupid. But I think the news coverage, especially with blogs and how fast, like, news just travels. I mean, with the Internet, I hear a news story, and then, like, a week later, my mom's saying, hey, she watches traditional TV and news, and she's like, hey, did you hear about this? I'm like, yeah, I heard about that a week ago. You know, it's like with the Internet, I think that people's stupidity is just traveling around the world even faster than it used to. So that's just my thought.
Now, you're right. I notice literally the TV news is about 24, at least my local news is about 24 hours behind us. A perfect example was the whole Connect debacle, which most everybody in the room probably knows about. But in case you don't, I will tell you the Connect sex game. Remember we talked about that on the show before? The guy that was going to make the game where you stand in front of the Kinect, you pretend to touch the goodies, whatever. Microsoft got wind of it and said, not on our watch. So it took about a day for this to hit the TV news. We did it the day before. So you're right. It takes the TV news is slower, which I don't understand. They have access to the same Internet we do. Do you have to get clearance to say TV news? Is there FCC regulation,
yeah.
I wonder?
You actually do have to check with a whole bunch of different channels and TV news to make sure that what you're about to put on the air can be put on the air, because there are so many regulations on TV that you have to follow in order to be able to air the thing. But on the Internet, there are really no regulations at all. Anyone can put anything up. And it's done so quickly that by the time someone realizes that, hey, this is a pretty shitty thing to put on the Internet, you know, it's already been seen by, like, billions of people before they can take it. Well, millions of people before they can take it down.
Snow.
What?
You just blocked us off about 50 servers. Right there. You watch yourself.
Oh, I'm so sorry. I'll have to watch my.
That's another quarter you owe the swear jar.
Hey, it's a recession.
I am, like, you know, keeping us in business here with all my fucking swear words.
No, so, you're talking out of business. We're gonna lose. We lost another server. Thank you.
Oh.
Thank you later. It's all good.
Oh, my God. No. Okay, so another interesting news story. Actually, we didn't talk about this one this morning. This is actually from later on in the day, and we'll probably we may announce it again in the morning if you like to listen to the morning news, or I don't know. We don't really care. A South Korean teen died after a 12-hour gaming marathon. Have we not told? I know. We've told you people out there, can you get up and take breaks? Can you stop? You know, stop. Just stop. Just take a break and breathe. Apparently, he started playing at 10:30 a.m. And at noon, or 12, not noon, but midnight, he collapsed and was rushed to the hospital where he passed away.
Wow.
19 years old.
Well, you know, hey, some people say it's a life wasted. I say that, you know, it's video game time wasted. And apparently he knew that. So that's why he was working extra hard, getting all the gaming he could in before he died. And I respect that. I do really do.
I like how you put a positive spin on that. I would say when I die, I want to die with the controller in my hand. I do want to go that way. However.
Right. And I just want the ESRB to know and the Entertainment Software Board that I'm available as a media relations person, just let me know. You can talk. You can send an email to webmaster@gamenatrix.com.
What about your What about you, the ECA? How come you're not a member of the ECA?
You know, I would love to be, actually.
Stutter.
Do you have some information you'd like to give me and the rest of us maybe about that? How does one become a member of the ECA?
You visit the ECA.org and find your local chapter. And if there's not a local chapter, you start one.
See, there you go. I knew you wanted to say that.
No, I did not. Okay, we talked about this morning, and I know that Snow's going to love this because Ginger went all crazy this morning. The president of Blizzard Activision looked at the people in California, looked at Governor Schwarzenegger, and said, suck a fat one. No.
That would be awesome, though, man.
It would be. No, he went the whole intelligent, the whole educated, lovely route and told him that the ban for violent video games must go. People are still bringing up games from 1997, Postal, and saying, see, that game is violent. Does anybody even play Postal anymore?
No. You know, I haven't even heard of it.
I've never
actually
played it. Never.
See, neither one of you heard of it. And I played it, and it was so disturbing that I sold it or lost it on purpose or something.
I've never played it. What's it about, even? I don't even understand.
It really doesn't have any plot or storyline. It's that somebody just went crazy. I mean, on one hand, if it were redone, I think, and now, because, you know, back then it might have been a little bit too abstract to grasp the concept that your character that you're playing is crazy, basically. And the stuff that's going on, people he's perceiving to be enemies are not enemies, and he's hearing voices and all this kind of stuff, and you're not sure if the voices are, you know, from what I remember, okay, that's just, you know, my memory. I could be overstating it. It could have been the most horrible, sucky game ever. And by financial standards, it was. It flopped horribly. But they're still bringing this game up as a point of saying, see how violent video games are? Can you at least pick a newer game if you're going to?
Go for, like, Doom 3 or something like that. Come on.
Quake 1.
Jeez. How about, Call of War or Call of Duty or something? Come on.
Ooh, that Pac-Man is violent.
I know, right? That Frogger, dude.
He's eating those ghosts. It's just wrong. And why is the ghost got to be locked up in that little box? What's that about?
How come there's no black ghost? That's what I want.
That's exactly my point. Why are they locked up? Why are the colored ghosts locked up?
Why has it got to be colored?
Mm-hmm. Right.
Why is there only one woman ghost? Why can't they have more?
And why is Pac-Man yellow? I mean, you're trying to say that all yellow people are addicted to pills? I don't.
Yeah, exactly.
I want to know.
And it's promoting the use of drugs, because when he eats the big pill is when he gets high, and he eats the people.
You know,
why
do
you
got to
be eating people?
They could say that Mario Brothers was pushing drugs, too, because when he eats the shrooms, different stuff happens to him.
Oh, good God.
All right, let's do another. We can have a show about that later. Much later.
Our show is about nothing. What are you talking about?
This is a talk show. We're supposed to go off and yell at people about their stupid things they do. Who else is going to do it if we don't?
I know, right?
Okay.
And who else is going to ban us on every server in China? That's me.
Yeah, exactly.
What the hell is that noise?
Sorry. I've got visitors on my phone. They're wanting to talk to me.
Tell them you are busy, darling.
I will have to.
Okay, so anyway, George Rose, and I want you guys to make sure you remember this man's name, because he's the first one who's actually stepped up to the plate as far as the California ban. Not saying nobody else is, but he's the first somebody that's the head of a company, major company. If you don't know who Activision and Blizzard are, by the way, you need to be slapped.
Who are they? And I like to be slapped on my rear end.
That's me slapping you.
Ooh, harder.
That's that World of Warcraft guy. That World of Warcraft. He's saying the whole movement is based on flawed research. And I like, let me quote exactly, profoundly flawed research from 1997.
What is with the year 1997?
I
was out that year. 1997.
What else was out?
Didn't you say the Postal came out in 1997?
That's when Postal was a 1997 game, and it was a PC game.
I bet that's what kicked off all that stupid research.
Well, they're just now doing the research, but they keep citing that. I mean, the games I would expect to see in would be Call of Duty, maybe a little Grand Theft Auto. That's about it.
They're running over hookers. Come on.
But that's not... That's
hookers
not.
Need love, too, and they don't need to be run over.
They right. do get love. They get some love in GTA.
Yeah, but people got to pay
And then
for
they
it.
Get run over. So I am bowing and curtsying to George Rose. Hopefully I get to meet him one day soon and tell him thank you for stepping up. Now, can we get some of you other guys out there that actually have some clout behind you, you guys that are making the GTA? I know, Rockstar, you're not primarily based here, but a lot of us Americans support your games. You know, I want a copy of Red Dead Redemption. I'm going to buy it. And all the expansion packs. I got all the expansion packs for GTA. I played Bully. I love you people. Can you stand up for us? Because if you don't, we can't buy your games. Therefore, you don't have any money. See, we all got to stick together.
You know, it's really funny. We did ask you. This is something that stuck out from last week's show. I asked, I think you said something. We talked about, is the ESRB doing enough? Are the video game people doing, are the video game stores doing enough to keep games out of kids' hands? And you said something kind of interesting that I never thought I'd ever hear you say. Do you remember what it was?
No.
You said they are and they aren't. Remember we talked about that?
Yeah. They are and they aren't.
They are and they aren't. I found that – I was actually thinking about that this week. I mean, I don't know why, but I was just thinking about that statement you made, is that even we who love video games so much, you know, we say that, right? And so just imagine people that hate video games and hate the – maybe not hate video games, but hate – a lot of the storylines and a lot of the concepts and how, you know, quote unquote violent video games are. Just imagine what they think about what the ESRB is doing and how good of a job they're not doing. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And so, like, I mean, yeah, we got to stick to, you know, we've got, the industry's got to wake up and has got to stick together, and they've got to stick up for us gamers. If they don't do it, like you said, if these companies don't do it, then they're not going to be able to sell the games that we're going to want to buy. And if we're not going to want to buy the games, the industry's going to fall apart.
And instead, we'll have people complaining about free games and how they're
exactly.
not going to play them.
Exactly. Should make it. Exactly.
That should be a game in itself.
You know, but, okay, I'm going to go back to something I said a few shows back. I don't remember when I said it. But there's always going to be some form of media that is blamed for society's problems. Okay? It was books at one time were blamed. They were called immoral, violent, ruining today's youth. And then music came along, and that was, you know, that was the scapegoat, immoral, it promotes violence, ruining today's youth. TV, immoral, violent, corrupting today's youth. Now video games, immoral, violent, corrupting today's youth. Can you please find something else to blame?
Corey, immoral, violent, corrupting today's youth. Yes.
Yes. Why? Yes,
I mean, really, there's always going to be some kind of scapegoat. And if you notice, since the heat is now on video games, it's less on other forms of media. You know, I mean, there's still some spotlight, some little things said about movies, TV, music, books, whatever, something said about that, but now most of the focus is on video games. And I think it's because people think video games are mainly for children. But I'll be honest with you, most of the gamers I know and that I speak to online are adults.
Well, they're adults in age, maybe not.
Yeah, well, legally, they're adults. Legally.
Well, the thing is, any parent who was actually paying attention, we're back on the soapbox about this again, yes. Any parent that was paying attention to the games that come into their household or any games that they're buying, and we know they're not because this is what I was saying, the ESRB is kind of doing their job, they're kind of not. If you were to sit down, this is where the parents are at fault. I'm not faulting the parents for not knowing the rating systems because I think the ESRB could do a better job. The things that I see in Toys R Us is a little small sign that, you know, my grandmother probably couldn't see, honest to goodness. You know, she had to buy a game for, you know, kids. She wouldn't see this, period. She need glasses. So it needs to be huge, for one. But as a parent, when you get something home, it is your job to sit down and look at it. you wouldn't, you know, feed your child something and not know what's in it. Well, some of you would, but you wouldn't.
If you hate your child, maybe.
Some of you are feeding them bleach as we speak. Please don't do that. But you need to sit down and screen. You know, I need to see, make sure there's nothing in here bad. There's nothing that's going to kill or hurt my child. There's, you know, it's the same thing with games. It's still, it's not a kid's pastime. And you should know that. Even commercials on TV, even if you don't know, if you've seen a commercial lately, you know, you don't really want, if you've seen a commercial for Call of Duty even, come on, as a parent, there's no kids even in the commercial. It's all adults.
Right.
Yep. So you have no reason to equate this with a kid.
And basketball stars. Adults,
basketball star.
Was it talk show host?
Jimmy Kimmel. So
his Noob Tube, which I thought was
hilarious. I thought that was hilarious. So you look at this, and do you automatically go, "Oh, this must be what I'm going to get for my 6 year old"?
This is all going to change, Corey. All of this, we are. You know, there's points in history where you're the first generation to experience something, and then later generations handle it better and better, right?
Yeah.
We're the generation – well, we've seen the generation – we're not the generation, but we've seen the generation that is not into video games and is having to deal with these complex social questions that are being dealt with some of today's modern games and these – you know, and all of these, you know, violence and all the things that come up in games. – But see, we're the last generation. The next generation of parents are going to be knowing what their kids are playing because they are going to be playing it themselves. You see what I'm saying?
I see what you're saying, but you see, I'm worried because these are the same people, this next generation, that thinks that their kids will complain about free games. This is the generation of people that text while they're in the car going 100 miles an hour, not realizing that they could kill them damn self.
That just recently happened, by the way. I live in a state where it is illegal to text and drive.
It's illegal in every state.
I didn't know that. Okay, but they just recently passed a law like 8 months ago here, and a young lady, she was 20 something years old, got killed a week before Christmas, and they said she was texting and driving. Same thing. She was texting and driving. Something happened. She crossed two lanes of traffic. She crossed a median in a highway and hit head on into a semi, essentially. So yes, I understand. We're all going to make mistakes, you know. And that, you know, each generation is going to have to deal with. But I have a feeling the next generation is going to be better able to handle this. That's all I'm saying.
I don't think they are. That's what worries me. Until I put it this way, the generation before, part of our generation, we've basically created all this lovely stuff on the internet, the Googles and the Facebooks, and just, you know, created all this wonderful stuff. I haven't seen anything come out of this new generation that says these kids have some any just common sense. It's just stupid stuff. I've got $2 and I'm going to buy a pair of shoes instead of eat. This is the type of people that we have coming out. And I know everybody says the next generation, they're not too, so-and-so's not too bright. No, these people really aren't bright. You cannot drive, you know, 10 tons of metal down the freeway at 100 miles an hour and decide to look at your phone while you're doing it, you know, unless you have one of those cars from one of the movies where it auto drives you home. You really need to be looking at the road. And it's it's just, go ahead.
Hello.
Jump in. Yeah.
Okay, now I'm actually going to defend kids for once. I know, right? Wow. Snow's actually going to say something semi-nice. Everybody step back. Now, granted, that a lot of kids today are stupid. Literally, they're stupid. They don't think about consequences. They don't think ahead in the future. They think about everything right now, instant gratification, right now, 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 now. But there are some kids, and I truly think that these kids are the ones that are going to grow up and hold the positions of power. Lord, I hope so. I really, really hope so, okay? And these kids, like the ones that I saw in my classes when I used to teach school, the ones that I saw were the ones who would go the extra mile, who had the common sense, who were like, you know, dude, that's a really stupid thing to do. I'm not going to do it. You know, and these are the kids that I think are going to hold positions of power and do all the decision-making. And then the rest of them, it's going to be like, kind of like, you know, evolution, natural selection, okay? The ones that are, and this is really bad to say, but I'm going to say it anyway. Natural selection is where the strongest, the smartest, the creature that's best able to adapt is the one that survives. And the ones that aren't that bright, that aren't that strong, that don't know how to adapt, those are the ones that are going to slowly die off.
You know why I don't believe in natural selection? Because Corey's still alive.
Oh,
duh! Can you do better than he could? He could do better than that. I saw that one coming a mile away. Oh, come on!
I'm sorry. I was reading Kotaku and listening, and
that explains it all. You're reading Kotaku. That says a lot about your intellect. You know, anyway,
why is it you never pay attention when I talk, but you pay attention when Corey
talks? I did. I heard you said you're talking about natural selection.
You just said that you were reading while I was. You know what? I'm done.
I can do two things. I can do more than one thing at a time. I'm
no,
a gamer.
You can't. You're blind. You're blind.
Male.
No, you cannot.
You're
a male.
Male. It makes it worse.
Well, so what? I can do geometry better than you.
Oh my God.
Actually, no. I made a straight 100 in geometry. So try again, Jack.
I have better spatial awareness.
Nope. Try again. Sorry.
You are spatial though.
Oh.
We're pulling out the big words.
Sorry, continue. Snow, sorry.
No, I'm done. I'm finished. I forgot. I was
Are you done?
That.
You're finished?
Hey,
woo, finally.
Yeah. Oh, good God. You two, what am I going to do with you? I'm going to separate you. Don't make me come back there.
You'll have to
He's just mad because I'm not spanking him anymore.
Oh, is that what it is?
Yes.
That's okay. Corey's got my fix for me.
I just have
to pay her. Huh. So.
Well, we're getting ready to wind down the show here, but really quickly,
Hold on a second. I don't want to blacklist this from a few more servers.
Bitches.
There we go. All right. Ow.
Thank you. Did you think we got all of Asia then? Did we get all of it?
I hope so.
Let me try again. Fuck y'all, bitches. Okay.
Wow, that's why we're rated M, people. Okay. And I'm going to end the show, unfortunately, on a sad note. And usually I don't like to do that, but I just saw this and I wanted to pay homage to Hollywood casting director Bridget Burdine, who passed away today in a very tragic hit and run accident. If you wonder why we're mentioning her, she is the casting director behind games like Mod Nation Racers, Infamous, Killzone 2, and the SOCOM series, World of Warcraft, and the upcoming Mortal Kombat game. So all those voices that you love to hear, she's the one that picked them, and she's done a damn good job. So to her family and friends, we extend our deepest condolences. Look, and we still get to smile when we go. And we hope there's lots of games for you in heaven, Bridget.
Rest in peace, baby.
And we see you guys next week. And Jen and I will see you in the morning. Make sure you're listening. Hot. That's right.
I'm trying to finish off half of Asia with this final song.
Right.
Bring it on, sucker. It's my kind of shit. Bring it on, sucker. It's my kind of shit. Just a little time out.
This is out of order.
Stand up. Fall down. Stand up.
Yeah, that's right.
Fall down. To the left.
Doing good, baby.
To the right. To the left. To the right. Stand up.
Hell yeah.
Fall down. Stand up.
All right.
Fall down.
Yeah. do that all night long. Stand up. Freak you on. Stay cool, baby.